Brock, what have you seen from Carlos Henderson as far as kick return and also Isaiah McKenzie's return?
Carlos has been doing a great job catching. He's improved a whole lot since the beginning of camp because he works on it. He knows that that's one way that he's going to be able to get on the field for us this year. He's a big, strong kid. He's got linear speed. He can break tackles. He proved that in college. So Carlos has made a bunch of strides. We're happy with where he is right now.
So even just in 5 days, you've seen his hands get better?
Absolutely. And where you really see it is when he's catching punts. Now, catching kickoff are two completely different things. Catching kickoffs, he did that in college, and he's got to improve there as well. But he's improved tenfold catching punts. And when you can do that, you can catch a kickoff any day. So
we're saw McKenzie, I think, drop a punt earlier today.
He did. He dropped a punt. That's an unusual occurrence for him because he's usually spot on. And then I don't know if you guys saw, but he was out here and he caught probably 50 punts. And that's the kind of kid he is. He's a budding pro. We're happy about that.
It seems like both of those guys are doing that after practice on a consistent basis. What does that say to you? Because you're out there with them too.
Correct. We get them out here before and after, and they come out and they take it seriously. And then we watch film together, and we coach each other up on that stuff. And it's good. It's intense. There's a lot of competition there. I mean, we've got some good returners in the stall, and so you know we got Khalif Raymond and Hunter and all those guys are vowing for that spot as well. So
do you think there will be more of that kickoff to the 1 yard line that New England used so well in the Super Bowl? Do you think there will be more of that return even in altitude this year?
I think so. I do. Well, and that all depends again on who you have back there as well. You know who you're facing. I mean, if you've got a dynamic guy back there who can hit the home run, you might think twice about putting the ball in his hands when you can kick a touchback rather easily at altitude. Now, when we get down and you play at sea level, it's a whole different story because a lot of times guys can't kick the touchback if the coach dials it up and you got to cover. So it depends on who's back there and it depends on weather and what's going on in the game and a lot of things. But, yeah, I do expect to see that trend continue that started last year with the new touchback rule because if you can pin a team inside the 20, I mean, you're rolling. That's good. That's great, O.D. That's hidden yards right there.
Sorry.
No, you're good.
Riley had an impressive rookie season last year, but where are you expecting him to improve in year two?
Well, I'll tell you, that, and a lot of that credit goes to Chris Gold, who is my assistant and does an awesome job with all the specialists. But we expect Riley to keep climbing him. He's got a really high ceiling. He's a big, strong kid. He's athletic. I mean, you guys have seen him throw, too. I mean, he was a quarterback in high school. So he's got the athletic gene, and we expect him only to get better. And Chris is going to continue to make him better. And he's a hardworking kid. He's a pro, so love where he's going.
Because you have a chance to coach Tyreek Hill, when you look at Isaiah McKenzie, in terms of just shiftiness and quickness, probably not fair to compare because Hill's so good, but do you see flashes in McKenzie with who you coach in Kansas City?
Absolutely. I tell you where it starts, you guys, is with the confidence. I mean, he wants the ball in his hands, and he likes the fact that there is a Tyreek Hill in our division, a guy that he can, you know, strive to be as good as or better someday. I mean, that's the kind of kid he is. I know he's thinking that in his head because he's very confident. I love that about him. But, yeah, you see that. You see the quickness, the lateral movement, the burst, the toughness to stand in there. And, again, we'll see coming up in the first preseason game and throughout preseason just how much gumption the kid has when gunners are running down in front of his face, you know. But I have confidence he's going to be just fine.
A lot of times people overlook the X's and O's of special teams. How important do you think that is, and where are you guys at in that respect? Right?
That's always very important, but I tell you where it starts. It starts with the players. It really does. It's all about those guys. We try to keep it really simple so they can play fast. We kill it. Yeah, I know everyone got that joke back in the original press conference, but we do. We keep it likable and learnable so they can cut it loose and play fast because that's what wins in special teams in the NFL: speed, toughness, and so yeah, the X's and O's piece that's easy with respect to the other things that they have to bring to the table: toughness, grit. We talk about that all the time.
How much of a factor do you think that a person or a player's abilities on special teams are going to play into whether or not they make this roster?
I think very much. I think very much. And I know that Coach Joseph is behind us 100% when he says that special teams is a third of what we do. And that bottom piece of the roster, that bottom 25% of the roster, I mean, they better be contributing on special teams if their position allows them to. And so he takes it very seriously, and we're very fortunate to have a head coach like that.
No what question. Kind of role do you think Janovich will add to special teams?
Jano. Jano to me, my, if we had 22 Janos, we would be all right. He's tough. He never says a word, never complains. He just does his job. And he's the first one in the meeting every day. He's on it, X's and O's wise. He knows what to do. He's tough. He finishes. I love the guys. You can tell. Okay, I love him. And he's going to be a four phaser for us. He's a really good football player.
But are you concerned though that the position that he plays, fullback, is kind of being phased out of the NFL? And as much as you love him, you may not get a chance to coach him.
You're exactly right, and that's the same deal with like an Anthony Sherman in Kansas City. Great special teams player, but again, the role of the fullback, is it going to be here in a couple of years? Nobody knows. It's trending that way, which is why we need to keep Jano on the field, and his value needs to be very high for us.
So you're probably loving today.
What's that?
You're probably loving today. They're doing so much I formation out there.
Loving it. Yeah.
So you're standing on a table banging your chest to make sure this guy's on the team?
If need be, absolutely. And I really don't think that's even going to be a necessity, because if our personnel department does a great job of evaluating, Vance does a great job of evaluating. They know the value that Jano brings to us. And hey, I mean, we love him.
The special team, they lost their two captains from last year. You've mentioned Janovich. Is he a potential leader, and who are some of the other guys that could be the leaders?
Jano has definitely got leadership qualities, and he's definitely up there. Benny Fowler, Cody Latimer, those are guys who are veterans who've been four phasers in the past and will be coming up. Shaquille Barrett, Corey Nelson, all right, and then we got some younger guys. Verge Green, even though he's not a four phaser, Virgil has that presence about him that the guys automatically look up to him, and he's in our meeting room every day. And then there are younger guys coming up. You know, I can't mention them all because the list is too long, but we've got a really good group of core special teams players here, and the leadership stuff shines through on the field, shines through in the meeting room, and I'm really excited and fortunate to be a part of this.
Who's calls it to cut the music during special teams period?
My call, because we have to coach over such a large space area. We can't, otherwise we're yelling our lungs and we can't even hear each other anymore. So that's the only reason we cut the music. I apologize for that. I really do. I feel bad about that because I like the music too. The players love it. But they understand that we have to communicate over long distances, and that's the only reason we do it.
You've known D'Angelo perhaps longer than anybody here. What have you seen out of him since he's
been here? D'Angelo, I've seen him come out of his shell a little bit. I mean, he's always been sort of a reserved kid, hasn't said, you know, he doesn't say a lot. He just kind of shows up and does his job. But he's in the NFL now, and he has to make himself be seen. I mean, he's got a pop on film, as we say. He's got to show up because he's in a pretty competitive room right now. I'm very proud of him. I got to say that. I know his family, and I saw him as a freshman in college. I was coaching him there, and so I'm just proud of him. And the thing about D'Angelo, he never played special teams in college. So that's a huge piece of what is going to help him make the team here.
Coach,
he knows it.
I'm just asking one second.
Oh, you're good.
When you evaluate returners, how do you weigh ball security with big play potential?
Right, ball security is huge. Number one, they've got to be able to catch the football. That's the number one priority. And then two, when we're rolling, that thing's got to – I mean, it's the same technique that a running back uses. And so fortunately, as a former – running back and a running back coach, I can teach that to the guys, and I know every special teams coach does a good job tries to do a good job of teaching ball security, but to me I'm very passionate about it because I know as a running back, that's the number one thing you got to do is protect the football. nothing changes as a returner. You got to protect the football, give us first and 10 with good field position, and we roll.
It looks like Bond pushing the field some punts for you.
He is, yes. Unfortunately, he's kind of on the map, and so he's not going to be a secret weapon if we put him out there.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you, guys. Thank you. Have a good day. We'll see you guys.